Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Ms. Chin, Ms. Frankel, I'm sorry that the gallery hasn't been looking very tidy lately. I've been so busy with all the artwork that we've been receiving that I haven't had time to focus on cleaning.
Oh, I know. The gallery's been so busy that it's hard to keep up with sweeping and dusting the main display area.
Why don't we hire a cleaning service?
Sure. I can call a few local cleaning services to get some prices.
That'd be great. Thanks for bringing this up.
Number 32. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 33. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 34. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I don't live in the city, but I'm here for a conference. Can you tell me which bus goes to the conference center at 41st and Stockton Street?
That's the number 8 bus. The conference center is just 2 stops down.
Oh, good. Thanks. I'm a little concerned about arriving late for the opening ceremony.
Oh, it shouldn't take long at all to get there. And if you're going to be here for a few days, I suggest buying a weekly pass. It's good for unlimited travel around the city.
Number 35. Why does the woman say she is visiting the city? Number 36. What does the woman say she is concerned about? Number 37. What does the man recommend doing? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm ready to check out of the hotel.
I can help you with that. How was your stay?
The room was very nice, but the parking garage is so small. There were never any available parking spots, so I ended up having to pay to park on the street.
I'm sorry about that. The good news is we're scheduled to begin construction next week to expand the parking garage. Next time you won't have that problem.
Number 38. Where does the woman work? Number 39. What is the man's complaint? Number 40. What does the woman say will happen next week? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, welcome to Gold Pyramid Clothing.
Hi, I bought a shirt here for my son, but unfortunately he doesn't like the color. What's your return policy?
As long as it hasn't been more than 30 days since you purchased the item, and you have a receipt, you can receive a full refund.
Actually, I seem to have lost my receipt.
Well, then I can't give you a refund, but you can exchange it for a different color.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Sure. I think we have that shirt in stock in black and green.
Number 41. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 42. Why is the woman unable to receive a refund? Number 43. What does the man suggest? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I just heard about the company's plan to open a second houseware store. They want to put it in the Centerville Mall, but I don't think we'd get enough business selling household items there.
Well, the marketing team has done the research.
I thought people mostly shop for electronics at that mall, not decorative items for the home.
That's a good point. But we'll just have to wait and see what the board of directors decides at their meeting in January.
Number 44. What plan is the company considering? Number 45. What does the man imply when he says,
"The marketing team has done the research"?
Number 46. What will take place in January? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Junyoung. This is Sandra. I wanted to let you know that although I have the raw numbers needed to generate the quarterly sales reports, I'm having a problem with the software program.
What's the problem? We'd like to receive those reports here in accounting by this afternoon.
Well, we use a secure software program to create the reports, and my password isn't working. I'm completely locked out of the system. This problem may delay getting you the reports.
Thanks for letting me know. I'm going to call my administrative assistant. He used to work in technical support. I think he'll be able to help you.
Number 47. What department does the man work in? Number 48. What problem does the woman mention? Number 49. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, I'm Mary Smith. I had an appointment with Dr. Watanabe at 2 p.m., but I missed it because my bus was delayed. Can she still see me?
I'll check, but she's been busy this week. Her partner, Dr. Garcia, is away on a business trip, so she's been seeing all of Dr. Garcia's patients as well as her own. Oh, here she is. Dr. Watanabe?
Yes, John.
Mary missed her earlier appointment. Is there any chance you could see her now?
Yes, just give me a few minutes to review her file.
Number 50. Why did Mary miss her appointment? Number 51. What is mentioned about Dr. Garcia? Number 52. What will Dr. Watanabe do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Condo Landscaping, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because my company wants to have a patio area built behind our office. Could you build a space where about 25 employees could sit outside during their lunch break?
Yes, we build patios. We usually start outdoor projects in the spring. We don't build patios in the winter because the cold weather can damage the materials we use.
Okay, Let me go over this with my manager. Thanks.
Number 53. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 54. Why does the man recommend delaying a project? Number 55. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Lian, since we're going to start making our own line of organic shampoo, I wanted to discuss something with you.
Sure. What is it?
It's about this company called B. Thompson International. They help small companies like ours do market research. They'll give our shampoo to some people and then ask their opinions about the product.
With such early feedback on our shampoo, we'd know more about what potential customers really want.
Exactly. And this could save us time and money at later development stages.
Okay. Why don't we call B. Thompson International to ask how much they'd charge for something like this?
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What does B. Thompson International do? Number 58. What will the speakers probably do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jasmine. Our new client from Brazil will be here next week. Could you give a tour of our facilities Monday morning?
Oh, I'm attending the all-day software training on Monday.
Okay. Maybe Hiroto's free?
I think so. Want me to ask him?
Yes, and if he is, tell him to call me for the details.
Okay. By the way, I have noticed that we've signed contracts with several new international clients over the last 6 months. That's great.
Yes, and if we continue to attract clients like this, we may be able to accomplish our goal of opening a second office by early next year.
Number 59. Who will be visiting the company? Number 60. Why does the woman say,
I'm attending the all-day software training on Monday.
Number 61. According to the man, what does the company hope to do next year? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Welcome to the Department of Motor Vehicles. How can I help you?
Hi, I want to sign up to take a driver's license test.
To register is $30.
Wow, that much. I thought it'd be less expensive. When can I take it?
We give the driver's license tests every week, but they're all booked until July 12th.
Oh, I'll be on vacation in July.
We have an opening on August 3rd.
Good. I'll register for that.
Okay. I'll just take your information for your driver's license, but you'll need to go pay at the next window.
Number 62. What is the man surprised about? Number 63. What does the man say he will do in July? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which window does the woman send the man to? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Bangalore Designs, can I help you?
Hi, I'm from Hanson's Lumber Store. I'm calling because I'm trying to deliver a load of wood at your business.
Right. We need that order to build some special tables and chairs.
Well, I tried to go to the loading dock on Elm Drive, but that road's closed for repairs. Can I leave the wood near the entrance by the parking area?
That door leads to our furniture showroom. Could you come to the Spruce Avenue entrance instead?
Spruce Avenue? Sure.
In case you have trouble finding it, I'll come out to the street to guide you. You can recognize me by my yellow coat.
Number 65. What does Bangalore Designs make? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where will the man deliver some materials? Number 67. What will the woman do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Caroline. Did you see the chart that was posted in the break room? I really like the nutritional program Human Resources is promoting.
Me too. I think eating certain foods is important, not just for our health. It also makes us more productive.
I agree. For example, I've been told that I need more vitamin A, and the chart shows me one fruit that is rich in vitamin A.
Of course, it would also help if the cafeteria offered healthier options.
Isn't there a suggestion box at the cafeteria? Maybe we could submit some ideas.
Number 68. What do the speakers mainly discuss? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which fruit will the man most likely add to his diet? Number 70. What does the man suggest doing?